Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
Hello, this is Culture Train reaching you from Spirit of Nigeria Radio from Culture Town in Lagos. And now we are here today again, we are on board, and I welcome you to Culture Train. April is for jazz. Those who know about jazz know that April is the Jazz Appreciation Month. And so today, we're going to be talking all that jazz, but not in the sense that people say all that jazz means that we're talking about jazz music and what jazz music means to us. But before we get into that, because I have a very special guest, let me just recount what has been happening in this month of April. Last week was really very busy, and you agree with me that about four plays were going on, and there were so many things just happening at about the same time. This week it looked a bit dry, but we're coasting home to the middle of April, when we're going to have quite a lot of events happening. And then last week again was a bit, even though it was bubbly, it also had its own very bad story there. We lost quite a lot of our comrades who are in the civil society space, also art lovers. You talk about Yinka Odumaki, who was always at our concert and at our theater shows. And then you talk about Innocent Chukwuma, who spent his years at the Ford Foundation, and all the years he has spent in the CSO world promoting the arts and helping to promote the arts. As a matter of fact, I remember that in November 2019, I met him at the African Arts Foundation, and he was coming out of the day with his beautiful wife, Justine, and he said, "Look, German, we need to have a meeting so that we can streamline the calendar of art in Lagos. There are too many things happening same week, and he was not able to see enough of everything." And at the time he was talking, I think Sheung Kuti was just going to go on stage, and he had to miss that because he had to rush to another show. Same thing I was doing. And I said, "I'll get back to you." And then the pandemic came, and everything went in abeyance. So we pray for the souls of these two gentlemen who had to leave us and become our ancestors all of a sudden. But in the spirit of the month and the culture season, our Crown Troupe of Africa is still celebrating its 25th anniversary. And last week, in the spirit of Easter, we have Disloyal Judas. Disloyal Judas. Mind the way I put it. But then if you read it again, you could read Disloyal Judas. And a lot of people got a bit flocks about what he actually meant. So it could mean that if you know Shagun Adefila's art very well, he likes to play with words. Say, Disloyal Judas and Disloyal Judas. For this evening, they have a poetry party, which is also part of the 25th anniversary of that great organization, Crown Troupe of Africa. And they started at 4 o'clock, and I think they are still platform. A while ago, we were in the Nollywood room where we're meeting our brother, Mahmoud Ali Balogun, talking about the state of the movie industry, encouraging all of us to become, to register with the AVRA, or the Visual Rights Society, so that we can get, that's for those who are in the film, we can get what is legally yours through that. The footprints of Devi, last week, because of the Easter too, they did it was done in honor of Pastor Itua Igodalo, another art patron, who actually came on TV and said when he went to Baringa, they couldn't believe the volume of energy that he saw playing there. And they also could not believe that people could be subjected even in that kind of condition by an opulent state like Lagos. So we hope people were listening to him. That was his sermon for his 60th birthday. We hope the state government listening to him, and that something will be done in that area. The bulk of creative energy in Lagos is coming from Bariga. Bariga, Akoka, Axis. And if you are not doing something for them to make life more comfortable for them, how do you expect to reap from them? It's not just going there when election is coming or when you need to go and collect a tax. You should do something. These guys are building their own private theater. This side theater by the footprints of David, Shegwadi Flower, the Crown Troop, they have their own center. Kofi, they're all building their own spaces there, even in the midst of that whole not so encouraging environment. So the government needs to make appropriate intervention. And another Black Fire exhibition facade is still on at the Art 21 at the Co-Hotel. So just shifted from April, should have ended. In fact, this should have ended today, April 10th, but it shifted it to June now because a lot more people want to see what's on display. It's curated by Kenny Ekundayo. So get on board and go and see that beautiful exhibition by our father, Professor Bruce Onabrafoya. The book Meta and Metaphor by Dotunbo, if you see those huge metal works of cow, I'm not talking of cow nation or cattle nation, or cow, crafted. You see of elephant, of cock, and the rest of them, they are done by Dotun Popola. And he has now put all his pictures and experience into book, which was edited by my brother, Professor Moyo Okedichi, and the book was launched. And so you can get to see the book. I think it's available now in most of the bookshop. Now, I'm going to take a short break because we now want to move into jazz. And when it comes to jazz, you know, you can't stop me. This train has got to move faster now. When we come back, we're going to go to talking about jazz. And my guest is Ayola Shadari. If you are a lover of jazz in Lagos or in Nigeria and you don't know Ayola Shadari, you need to get to know him. You'll meet Ayola Shadari pretty, pretty soon. So I take a break now just to drink some water and then we'll be back. Thank you.
Give me no give up.
Of Nigeria Radio, where we bring the diaspora up to speed. And we're reaching you from Culture Town, which is Lagos, and Lagos is Nigeria. Nigeria is in West Africa. West Africa is in Africa. Africa is in the center of the world. And I'm bringing here someone that everybody loves listening to, because he's a sweet troublemaker. My own brother. Ayola Kadari. Niger, Ayo.
Baba, we.
My Baba. Let me start you. Now, Ayo. So nice to see you here. My guest is Ayola Shadari. He's the, well, so many things I've said with Ayola Shadari. Niger, Labule, Bayesa Jazz, Taiti, Muson Jazz Festival, and Papambari, or the one they call the big one. The very big one, Ayola Shadari, is the founder and artistic director of Lagos International Jazz Festival, which is the biggest for me. But we'll get into that. Ayo.
Okay.
Yesterday was the birthday. Yesterday was the birthday of somebody. Yes. I'm not going to put in. Can you just pay tribute to that person and tell us who that person is?
Very important person in thank jazz. Thank you. That's the organizer of the Cape Town, the founder and the former festival director of the Cape Town International Jazz Festival. His name is Rashid Lombard. He turned 70 yesterday. He's our mentor. When I say mentor, well, it's because of him and what he did with the Cape Town International Jazz Festival. We were pushed or inspired to also say, why can't Lagos also have a jazz festival like the Cape Town International Jazz Festival? So he has been a mentor and support for the past 16 years or more when we decided that we're going to go to Cape Town to bring him to Lagos to show us how to also do what he did in Cape Town. So he turned 70 yesterday, and for us it was a big celebration, not only in Nigeria, but I think globally. But he wanted to keep it low-key because of the COVID situation. And also he's been like a beacon to younger promoters and jazz enthusiasts, both on the continent and out of the continent. So for us, it was a big thing, a big milestone, though it was very low-key for them in South Africa. We're also going to celebrate him at the next Lagos International Jazz Festival next month. So Rashid Lombard, we were saluting him and celebrating him yesterday, the 9th of April, 2021, as he turned 70.
Okay. Thank you very much. I wish you could hear us, because I remember the last time you brought him to Lagos. And at the Freedom Park there, after a plate of pepper soup in which he was really suffering, I remember what you said. You said, this is where my soul is. He was saying it. You know, you had three stages that year.
Yeah.
Three stages.
Yes.
The big stage, you had he said this is where my spirit is. I want to be in Lagos. I have not been able to bring it since then. Now, yes. Ayola, let's continue in that trajectory. I want to read out from you, let me read out this name and just tell me what we need to do for them. Benson Idonije and the Big Beats. the Jazz Club of Nigeria.
Yes.
Mr. King, Art Alade, Steve Rhodes, Jazz Tachet and Tunde Kubuyi, Jazz Star, Jazz Bill, Jazz Cafe, All That Jazz, LIJF, Bigger Jazz Story, Runaway Jazz, Runway Jazz,
Sankmo
Jazz,
Yes.
And all the jazz programs on radio, Peter Fisher, and all at the club, you know, Barry Adepetu and the rest of them, and my brother, the
Survivor Band.
Survivor Band and all of them, and then the Lagos Jazz Society. All this, what do they mean to you?
Well, they mean a community, they mean a connection, and they mean they are forebearers. You know, man is an island. Right before we started the Lagos International Jazz Festival, there are people who had also been pioneers in this, and I'm glad you called them. The Moiwa Majects, the Jazz Hills, the Jazz Tatiate with Tunde Kuboye and Frank Kuboye, who happened to be someone that worked with my dad back in the day as dentist. My dad was a dentist, You know, so Jazz 38, the Lagos Jazz Society online with A.A. Jonathan, pushing ahead at least an online version to keep lovers of the genre and enthusiasts, you know, together. Basically, Doniji, you know, veteran broadcasters, Stereo Jazz Club back in the day when we were kids, back in the day. Stereo Jazz Club. And again, a beautiful thing. It was him who told me that my late father, who has been dead for like 29 years, was a very good friend. And when he sits me down, he will regale me of stories of Adadie. The father was my friend. He was a good man. We'll sit down and we'll talk. You know, and he, you know, Uncle Ben shoots from the hip. And if people do not know Benson Ndonije, Benson Ndonije is after Nigeria's Grammy Award winning superstar, Burna Boy's grandfather, and is artistic director on the African Giant album. You know, and a very strong jazz critic. If he takes his pen on paper, you know that he's going to give it to you. I remember when he reviewed our 2008 Lagos International Jazz Festival. A few high notes. And I remember you are a culprit. You are a suspect. I mean, I thank you because you gave us about three big, massive pages. But I can never forget the headline. It was something about high notes and a few flops. Uncle Benson will tell you as it is. And he used Lagos International Jazz Festival, something about his high notes and a few flops. And I loved it. And I call him my mentor. He's actually like my father. He's a father to me. And you've called him many names. You've called Adepetu Survivor Band. So Jazz, Runway Jazz, I see us as contemporaries in this journey. Also the Lagos Jazz Series, Satchmo Jazz. I see different platforms, different individuals, different organizations, different institutions, trying to, should I say, propagate and promote this, genre of music, which some may say is not African, but maybe German, we can talk about that later. But that's what
you
see. I see a tapestry of individuals, institutions coming together, so to speak, to keep the fire burning for this. So when we talk of, the Lagos International Jazz Festival, which I've been privileged and fortunate to try and pioneer and push, I will not forget the pioneers. In fact, Sumi Smart Cole, I had long ago with a few of these brothers. They had a jazz festival. Back in the day, they had a jazz
club of Nigeria.
Then I will also, at this time, like to include Ben Ufeli.
Ben Ufeli.
Ben Ufeli. I'll call him the one man jazz riot squad guy. So,
the bright things of this world.
The bright things Batiks of this world. Yinka Davies.
Of course, I mean it takes Billy Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, Nina Simone, put everything together in herself.
Yes, yes, yes.
only in Cambodia. Yes. Yes. Anyway, yeah, it's good to pay tribute to all these people. But then I just want to quickly zero down to you, because the reason why I created this fee only to be you. I know that over 10 years ago, you started Labule. Yeah, I remember that we used to meet in that house on the, what's the name of that street? The number was number 68, I remember. No. There was that number 68 or something. Where Labule.
Studio N68 and Abaya Deco.
Yes. I remember the jam packed room where people could not breathe. We were sweating, but the dad was so mad that we couldn't talk. And Tony Akeko said, look, I wish people would stop smoking in this room, because it was so intense. People were smoking, we were sweating, but nobody wanted to go out. I remember that.
You know, preceding Studio 868, which we actually got some kind of financing and funding to start, was also the Labune, which we used to also do at Bogobiri.
Bogobiri.
You know?
Yes.
And Nimbus and Bogobiri. You know? Nimbus. And it was, Nimbus and Bogobiri, and it kind of metamorphized into the, Studio 868. Yeah. Where, you know, where it was just culture.
Yeah. Since then, you have moved from then on to Niger. You've done the Lagos Jazz Festival.
Yes.
You have done Muson Jazz Festival, and you've been linking Lagos and Joburg. Everything seems to be moving on this your lean shoulder. But the big one for me was what you did for Lagos at 50, because I was practically involved in that one. So can we just trace the journey? I was tracing it anyway. The journey from Labule to Niger to LIJF, going to Bayelsa, going to Muson Jazz, creating the Muson Jazz Festival, then going to Cape Town. You know, remember when the first time we had the Lagos, we had the Nigeria South Africa crisis.
Yeah, yeah.
You brought us together, and we all had this a tale of two cities.
Yes.
So what started jazz? What started you on the line of jazz, apart from what you inherited from your dad? Just briefly.
I'm glad you remember what I inherited from my dad, because it's a story that I would never, you know, exclude him from that. Let me just say that apart from the love that for music that he had, and I believe he transferred, he was also a sportsman, but I didn't take anything sporty from him, pitifully. I started loving music from a long time, and you know, not only would he play jazz music in the house, all them Satchmo, Miles Davis, but he would also play what I would call my own African jazz. You understand? All these Yusuf Olatunji, Sakala music, Akpala, which all have elements of this found in the main music, you know, Babangale Agba, Jibiru Oni and the White Warrior Orchestra. You know, Victor Laya, you understand, who used a strong use of rhythms, so to speak, syncopation, improvisation, which is what jazz, which are the elements that are contained in jazz itself as an art form. So I think it was in 2004, a friend who was a journalist who had also been to Cape Town, Mr. Bongo Kuneko, was reporting entertainment. You know, I'd seen, I think the year before, Uncle Benson had been there, reported about it, and I think Femi too had played the year before. Anyway, the long and short is that he gave me a link to Rashid Nobel. They were selling travel packages, and I was like, I need to get to Cape Town. Who said, why can't we start a jazz festival in Nigeria? And he said, why not? And he said, I saw the man, he gave me his number, his email. I write from here, I didn't even know, just faith. I just said, look, we have to go and bring this guy in. Of course, then we had been doing Labule and some little programs here. Well, I thought it was time that Nigeria and Lagos was too big a city not to have the jazz festival. So we emailed him, and we found our way to the 2005 Cape Town International Jazz Festival. I was wowed. Many big bands, four stages, over 30 or 40,000 people over 2 days. gathering in Cape Town, which was not even the biggest city in South Africa, but it was jam-packed. And I wondered why, how a genre of music will bring so many people into a city. And I saw that it was not only just for the music, but there was an economic impact too from that, bringing so many nationalities. You turn to your right, you see people from America, turn to your left, you see people from Japan, turn to, you know, people from Australia, all coming over 3 days to enjoy jazz and all sorts of music. So I said, yes, there was a possibility, and Rashid should come and teach us or help us on how to do this. And of course, when I met him, he decided straight away that he was going to give us this assistance, and he made a commitment right there. And 2 or 3 months later, because we were in South Africa around March, in 2 or 3 months later, I think it was June or July 1st to 7th, he was with his partner. They came to Lagos to check out how, you know, to like talk about a partnership and how we can start the Lagos International Jazz Festival. Am I still with you, Jalan? For about 2 or 3 years after they came, they were not able to pull it off. And he also shared story when he went to the North Sea Jazz Festival for being like a journalist or a radio station manager. It wasn't the year he went to meet them in Netherlands that his festival started. It started about 2-3 years later. So 3 years later on, we kind of put everything together, and we had the first Lagos International Jazz Festival in 2008, where we were able to bring someone like Freshly Ground from South Africa, their pop jazz influenced band. We also were able to bring I remember his name, it will come back to me, but it was the British-Jamaican Courtney Pine. Courtney Pine yes, Courtney Pine came. And then, of course, Courtney Pine came. They were foreigners, Courtney Pine and Freshly Ground, were to their festival, I think, 13th and 14th of April 2008, at Studio 868. And we had 2 stages running simultaneously. It was a fantastic show, if I must say so. You always say that was your best show. we had a beautiful time then. Large crowds, people came and enjoyed themselves. And what pleased me and has always pleased me is also that a lot of people don't know that we have jazz and jazz-related bands.
In fact, we're going into that. So I want us to take a short break to pay a little tribute to Yves Masekela, your favorite artist. That's about 2 minutes, and then we'll come back, and then we're now going to night jazz and into contemporary, to what we're doing now.
Thank you.
My guest has been Ayola Shadare, the founder, artistic director of Lagos International Jazz Festival. It's the same man you call Night Jazz, Labule, Bayelsa Jazz International Festival, Muson Jazz Festival, and everything combined. And Shadare, there's a milestone that is coming, and I'll be revealing that when we come back. This is Culture Trade. It's a break now.
say. Ungaba yendi rangu vizikiri mane na mungu mtu. Uzo huga nini wendele ngobe say. Yegungu viza vanya vandu izi lwane na vanga vatu. Uzo funda nini.
Hello again, this is Coach Train, reaching you from Schools of Nigeria Radio, where we bring the diaspora up to speed. And we're reaching you from Culture Town, which is Lagos. But my guest has been talking a lot about Cape Town because jazz has been uniting Lagos and Cape Town. We share that quite a lot. And that was why we brought in Hugh Masekela, our great uncle, patriarch of jazz on the continent. And Ayola Sadare is my guest. Ayola Sadare is a man role in so many things. First of all, we knew him in Spiro production. Then he came with Labule. Then from Labule to Nijaz. From Nijaz to Lagos International Jazz Festival. And then he went to curate the Bayelsa International Jazz Festival. And then the Mukon Jazz Festival for almost 5 years. And the Pabambari. I don't know the English of Pabambari. Lagos State Government. That great governor, Ambode, decided to have Lagos Jazz Festival just to mark the 50th anniversary of Lagos in 2017. And Ayola was brought in to curate that. Ayola, can you just relate to that experience? Because I have something that you said there, which maybe I can quickly just read what you said.
Yeah.
When you were having an interview with Tony Ogaga of Sun Israel. Yeah. And you were saying that Lagos ought to be the center of jazz on the continent.
Yes.
You know, he said the world is moving from digital. Okay, I'm reading from a long time. He said it's an experience. And Lagos International Jazz Festival is not just a show, it is also an experience. Imagine one or two venues, four stages, artists playing simultaneously. And when you go there, you are like, wow. So 50 artists doing 50 Lagos songs. For Lagos at 50 is the gift I want to give to my city. Tell us about that experience. So you also took jazz to the state house.
Yes, in 2016, yes, Sibarani was instrumental also in that. Well, we celebrated International Jazz Day, Algo Jazz, in 2016. And, you know, we took it to the state house. And then I think the next year, 2017, it was Lagos at 50. And we said, yes, we have to do something special for this city. I mean, a city of 23 million people, a city pushing the envelope and frontiers of entertainment on the continent doesn't deserve any less, you know, as a destination brand. And I think jazz would be appropriate for that. Why? Because I found out that jazz and jazz festival and jazz tourism, you know, it's not just fun and entertainment. It also has an economic impact on cities that it happens. That's why you have Montreal Jazz, which is the biggest jazz festival in the world. There's Montreux in Switzerland. You know, there are other jazz festivals. There's the London Jazz Festival. There's Tokyo Jazz Festival. So cities or destinations, they brand their cities with jazz. And so you have people going from one city to the other city, listening to jazz and jazz-related music, but jazz being at the forefront, representing maybe 60 to 70% or 50%, but allowing other genres of that country's, in that country, to come side by side, you understand, to do that. So the experience for us was very good because we curated that, looking at different artists, you know, play different things, different Lagos songs, you know, sung by different artists over the years about this great city called Lagos. Do you understand? And we were excited to be part of the 50th anniversary of Lagos State. So, it was our gift, as I said, to a great city, the city I was born in, bred in, and I continue to reside in.
Okay, and then when you took the jazz to the State House, because I remember the governor there in Ambode saying that this was the first time that they were bringing such kind of program, and it was full of praise for Steve, for yourself, for Benson, Donnie, everybody who took part in it. What was the experience like having jazz in that hollowed state house where we are not allowed to go there?
it was so, because we had who's who. We had a lot of, and they stayed throughout. We had the Lord of Lagos. We had the Big Mix, the powers that be. You know, and they sat from beginning till end. You understand? Nobody moved. No, you know, we had Black Badger, the Yinka Davies, HKA. You know, we had a lot of Nigerian
music.
Yes, Lekan Babalola came in from the United Kingdom, the Grammy Award winner, of God, you know, who has been associated. So they all came in and they had a fantastic time at the State House. And as I said, it was, I'm sure we had about 6 or 7 hours of continuous music, which people sat loved it.
Yeah.
You understand? Huh. And it was a nice one, because also it was also in remembrance of the Global International Jazz Day, celebrated globally, you know, recognized by UNESCO. So it was a great one for us.
Yeah.
Again, I can't forget thanking the people who were instrumental in that, people like Steve Harriday, making all that happen, you know, for us, and making, allowing the musicians also to be able to showcase what they had, you know. So yeah, it was a fantastic event, one that is very etched in what we do.
Oh, okay, let me get a bit political there. You know, the statement the governor made then was that Lagos was going to transform a jazz city. That every April 30 or around that time, there will be jazz music going on. Although I know he's no longer there. But even he didn't do it in 2018. And of course, couldn't have done 2019. Now, to take it back to you, right from the time when you started, let me take it back to jazz. Don't let me even go to that way. And you've done this for almost 13 years now. And then you've had the Saturday Jazz Festival, Jazz Series, you had the Lagos Jazz Series, you've had the Runway Jazz. How come that Lagos is still sniffing around jazz? Because, you know, all the names I read, basically, during they were doing several jazz club way back in the 70s. My father used to listen to it too. That's how I got the name. Then you have the Jazz Club of Nigeria, almost 40 years in the making. You have the Peter King, the Atalade, Steve Rhodes, Jazz 38, Jazz Setter, Jazz Bill, Jazz Cafe, all that jazz. You know, you've had all this. How come Lagos is still sniffing? I mean, I'm using the word sniffing deliberately. Sniffing around jazz. That jazz has not really taken root in the city of Lagos. You who have been through all this experience, what is the problem?
I think it's consistency. Somehow we got onto the, we tried to get onto the annual tourism calendar of the state. And I believe that it will take a visionary government or governor to see the impact. Let me give you a quick story. The Cape Town Jazz Festival, after maybe like 10 or 12 or 13 years, I'll get my facts right, kind of like ran into some problems financially in terms of sponsorship. But because of the impact that the festival has had over after 10 years, it was like the crown, the jewel in the crown of the tourism for South Africa, bringing about R1 billion into the country with 40,000. And I mean, how many people came from out of town? The government, the Arts and Culture Department of the South African government said, well, sponsorship or no sponsorship from the private sector, we are going to be sponsors of this, because we've seen the impact. After Montreal and one other festival, Cape Town became the fourth festival, jazz festival globally. Do you understand what I'm saying? So they saw not only the cultural value, but the economic value, the tourism value, the perception and PR value that festival over 10 years had brought to the city of Cape Town, so, and the country of South Africa. And the economic value, what I mean is hotels being booked, you know, airlines being, you know, air tickets being bought, hotels being booked, shops. You know, around that activity of that 3 or 4 day festival, the amount of economic activity that came in from out of, not even domestic tourism, but international tourism into South Africa they saw that aspect, that value, and connected it to other festivals that when we leave Cape Town, we are going to Maputo. When we leave Maputo, we are going to this. You understand? And became part of a global train, a global circuit. So I believe it takes visionary leadership, visionary, and not just talk shop to allow such a thing happen. When we said we're going to start the Lagos International Jazz Festival, it was truly and honestly patriotic, and of course very passionate, that if Cape Town could have this, why not Lagos? And I believe that, you know, as they say, a coup for shoe, we would have done it 10 times better. With, not that we're in competition, yes, not that, I tell Rashid, not that I'm in competition, really, so to speak, but you know the Nigerian spirit, the Nigerian can-do spirit. Somebody mentioned it to me during this lockdown. He said, we're in lockdown in SA, but in Nigeria, I know you guys are, you have this never die spirit. You always get something done. So you guys are busy somehow. I said, yes, we adapt. You understand what I'm saying? We don't surrender easily. You know, so I think it has to be, and I'll be honest with you, German, I have been there, and I'm sure you know, almost every year since 2008, presenting this case for a real backing, a long time backing for the jazz festival. Because, in fact, some Nigerians are in diaspora who would just for 3 days come. We would leave Nigeria and go to Cape Town for 3 days. We hop on a plane, we're in Cape Town on Friday, we're back in Lagos. You won't even know anything happened, but we're at the festival. We have bought tickets, we have bought holiday, we have bought, then there are layovers. So that's economy. So I mean, a country that has maybe 3 or 4, like today is the Lagos Marathon. If it's planned, 3 or 4 signature events in each aspect, I mean, that is economy for you, not just gallivanting. Do you understand? You know. Yeah. So I think it would take visionary leadership to see that our events in the city of Lagos are not just domestic events, but they should be planned as international tourism signature events. That's all I think I can say.
I like your positive spirit. We will get there. I believe in you, because if you have stayed on the program for over almost 15 years now, and you have been consistent, it means that you have that resilient spirit.
And man, I'm tired sometimes. You're my brother. I've been tired.
I've been running something for 30 years now.
Like, yes. Labav, Cora, yes. So
that time
we wanted to throw in the tower, but we are passionate.
Avio, you know, one of the things that you have been noted for, sometimes criticized for, is what you have branded Nigeria. So I tend to understand when you say Nigeria. Because you know, even earlier today, we had this spot, you and I, where you were saying that jazz has to have its own variety. That jazz has to have local effect. The same way you domesticated highlight.
Yes.
So, Nigeria, you make sure, because many of the bands I see around, and I mentioned their name, all of them are featured on your stage. And they are not necessarily playing, I know jazz is like to be the Puritan. They want the jazz to be Puritan. But even aficionados like Benson, don't we tell you that jazz must have a variety. But that's why
that is the word.
One form to another. Yes. So, what is Nigeria jazz? Can you now define it for us? And why? And mention just some of those bands. Because I see all of them performing on the
It is the promotion of Nigerian contemporary jazz and jazz-related music, infusing our indigenous music to it and styles. Do you understand? So there's a lot of characterization, there's improvisation, syncopation, regular, forceful beats, using our woodwind instruments and all that, brass, saxophoning, and also introducing our own blend. Let me just break down for you. Traditional jazz is swing, bebop, Dixieland, ragtime, the blues, free jazz. But as more and more people, you know, listen to the traditional jazz, the Coltranes, you know, the Miles Davis, Cannon Ball Adderleys and all that, Charlie Parkers, you know, Duke Ellington's and the big band boys, you know, there's something about you, your essence, that is bought into the music. The Latin jazz, Do you understand what I'm saying? The perfect example and why I love people like Jonas Gwangwa, Hugh Sekela, Oliver Mutukudzi on the continent of Africa was because they brought into jazz what you call South African jazz. And you could hear a distinct sound of when you hear a Hugh Sekela song. You just played one of his songs now. And you could hear the distinct, you know, essence and tone. Different from when an American, a black American played his form of jazz. And I think he was advised early when they went in exile into the U.S. by people like Satchmo, Armstrong, that look, you can't play like us. There's no difference. You have to bring your own style into the music. You have to bring your own rhythm. You have to bring your own roots. You have to bring what is indigenous to you. And it's caught on to people like that and people like the Dollar Brand, as I said, Jonas Gwangwa and all that. And they played the music. So for me, Nijazz is Nigerians, not just Africans, infusing our own sound into jazz. Jazz being maybe the platform and the base. But so you have people like Bright Gain now. It's called what is called Banga Blues.
That's the best bassist.
Yes, you can see whatever. I mean, Bright is on the continent perhaps one of the best jazz musicians because his dedication, his skill, and his to the art form is unbelievable. And you have people like Biodu Batik. You know, there's a guy, another guy is a musicist. Yes, about Joshua Fashino. Joshua Fashino, he plays Bolojo music. Bolojo is night jazz.
Wow.
Yes. There are people like who go and take this Badagry. Is it Badagry Awori sound? People like Daniel Bankole. Do you understand? And they infuse it. In fact, I remember one time that Uncle Bensi was listening to Daniel. And you say, hey, and you know how he screams, Eru, 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 Ibolochi Bewa. You understand? You see, there are people like Iroko. There's Emile Africa, Shegwa Atoyebi, you know. Slide, who every time, because they are infusing maybe juju styles, they are infusing high life, they are infusing Akbala, they are infusing our local, you know, that is what you call Nijazz. That's what we call Nigerian. It's like almost like Nigerian jazz. Like you have Cuban jazz. Like you have Latin jazz. Like, yes, that is what emanated Nijazz. And those are the people that, alongside the Lagos International Jazz Festival, as a platform that happens annually, these Nijazz are our exports to the world. The same way Ibrahim Abdullahi, Jonas Gwangwa, and Yusuf Undo, and you know, all these guys are products of their own country infusing jazz. People like Richard Bona, Lionel Lueke, and Chelly Kijo. You will hear the distinct Benin sound, the Republic sound, even in her songs. You understand? So we need to also have that identity. I'm glad they are doing it in the where that debate in the Afrobeats area, which we don't want to go into. But as long as the sound is traveling. we can take that another time, German. I know you people are purists also, but you are purists to Afrobeat. But, you know, as we said, things will evolve. And if you can't stop an evolution, you cannot stop an evolution. So, you cannot stop an evolution, and you just have to go, otherwise you become obsolete. And we don't want to be obsolete. So we need to now put our ears down here. What is happening? What are the boys developing? Rather than resist what is coming. Okay. Do you understand? So, so those are the musicians that we have.
Yeah. No,
those are the people we've had. Ben Bami Dele, we have a lot of bands forming that collective, that Nijazz movement. It's there, but we're reviving it again. We're starting a website for it. We're going to launch it into diaspora. People are going to hear various sounds of Nijazz, but various expressions and identities. Yes. So that
you know,
that,
one of
that,
them, that's one of them, Atunah Solomon, was in Abidjan 2 years ago, and in 20
yes.
or so. He was
yes.
brought there by two lost at the Market for African Performing Arts. And when he went
yes.
on stage, I remember the one of the best technical live performance technical person, Baby Lass from
yes.
Senegal. He said, where is he bringing that jazz from? That jazz, man, that jazz, he was
yeah.
screaming. And this
yeah.
is a guy who had listened to hundreds of, you know, he does distigu, he does all the concerts around the country. He said, that's the music, that music is different, man. Where is he bringing
yeah.
it from?
Where is he bringing
yeah,
it from?
Yeah, we want to put it there. Yeah, we say they're not playing jazz. But then I have my disagreement. You know, I told you in the morning. There are some people who play all these solo saxophonists, like, who will bring the and then we'll be playing Sonny Ade or Shino, and says, yeah, okay, I don't want you to go. Honorable, hold your mic. I don't want to go. I want them to spend the next 6-7 minutes. No, you can't be doing juju or doing Fuji. Show your color on now.
Honorable, off your mic.
I want us to spend the next 6 minutes to talk about, this is April.
Yes.
Jazz Appreciation Month. Every
yes.
the last 2 days of April, in the last 12 years, we have been doing Lagos International Jazz Festival. Now, not
yes.
happening because of the pandemic. Now,
yes.
I know that this is also your golden year. So what is, how do we tie Lagos International Jazz Festival this year to Ayola Shadari, the golden boy? What is happening?
Yes. Well, we're having a Lagos LIGF 50th anniversary. With LIGF virtual, because a lot of people, last year we couldn't have it, and we said, we must have it this year, in spite of all the problems, pandemic, COVID-19 and all that. So we're having a virtual edition of, on the 14th and 15th, it's a two-day festival. 14th happened to be my 50th birthday. So I said, okay, that is also
when?
Again my gift. 14th of May. 14th of May.
May. Okay.
Yes, May. Yes.
Yes.
So it happens to be my 50th, and I'm like, how can I celebrate my 50th? I don't want to celebrate it alone. I want to celebrate it with people. How many people can come in because of COVID and cost and all that? So let's make it virtual and send it out to all our friends all over the world. Let them come and enjoy good Nigerian jazz. We have some visitors also coming in, Ruffo Jazz from Paris, Afrosonics from the US, a smooth jazz DJ from South Africa, and of course our own Nigerian jazz and jazz-related musicians, people like Oliam, Bright Gain, Tosin Alawo, you know, quite a few of them, Difumi, all going to be performing over 2 days. So what we're just going to do is either send the link, or we're in partnership with AMNI. There's a group coming up that want to stream that for us and just switch it out so that people can have a lovely time on the 14th and 15th. But doesn't mean that throughout this month we're going to be having snippets of Living Things online, you know, to celebrate the Jazz Appreciation Month. And then on the last day, the Jazz Appreciation Month climaxes on the 30th of April. Quick thing, our company in Spiro is 20 years. On the 30th of April. I didn't know it was coincidental. It is also International Jazz Day. And we're going to be celebrating. We're doing some pre-recordings and inviting several people to just come and enjoy jazz education, you know, jazz exhibitions, you know, online. And we'll be sending out links about it just close to that time before we now have the main festival on the 14th and the 15th. So it's an exciting month. It's Jazz Appreciation Month. Next month is the LIGF. It's virtual. It's my 50th anniversary. And I want to use it to share with friends, both locally and internationally, to come and see about 12 to 16 bands. Just break it down for us over 2 days.
Okay.
There will be master classes. There will be webinars. There will be an exhibition also. But those details, I'm sure, our friends at Spirit of Nigeria, who are also some to partner with us. We'll communicate
We are telling you that we'll be the Spirit of Nigeria Radio will be part of it, because we also have very robust jazz program. You know, we have great highlights program, we have jazz program, and we have days dedicated to Fela and Nkulapo, because we have to celebrate in it. Yeah.
Yes.
So, I get back to that question. We have less than 2 minutes. Will Lagos evolve as a jazz city? I put it to you because you have been the most consistent of all the people organizing jazz program in Lagos, at least in the last 12 years that I know about. Will Lagos ever evolve as a jazz city? And I know that Fisher and Cody are listening, but they are doing quite a lot in that regard.
I think if we don't relent, it will revolve. If the government sees the value of what we bring in, I will always say it. Every event must be seen from a tourism perspective. And the jazz festival, done singularly by myself or collectively with Satchmo, Jazz Series, and the others, as a team, must be seen so that we would have places where people go to every year, like Montreal, London. Lagos will grow to those kinds of sizes. So we are unrelenting in that. We are keep hitting it. I believe we will get the right leadership, the right air to hear what we are saying and give the needed support to take it to the next level.
I know you have mentioned the government. What can a society like Lagos Jazz Society, but that's one of the evolution that you're talking about. That's one of the very meaningful organizations that have just come out of us in Lagos, for instance. Lagos Jazz Society, what do you think they can do? You have less than 1 minute.
Well, they can. They are doing what they are doing badly, getting more people, getting more education about jazz. There's also the Jazz Network, as I said, the Lagos Jazz Club.
Yeah.
They just keep on encouraging people to be involved in not just loving the music, but trying to promote and propagate the music. And not just the pure or the imported, I should say, art form, but also, like Mr. Peter Fisher is doing, the jazz man, you know, the Niger's aspect of it, playing Nigerian jazz, musicians, putting in the local content, getting other people from the continent. I have to say this signing out, we're going to be signing out. Look, jazz before in the city was a graveyard shift. It's like 11:30 p.m. to 12 midnight on a Sunday night was when you had jazz playing in radio. And I remember Butterfly was running that on STV for years. But now you have people playing jazz midday. You have people like Smooth FM. We have Genie playing jazz. We have times giving to jazz. And now you said you have a jazz program. Radio programs are coming. So it's been hit from all over. It was triggered and it's been hit from all over. So if we keep up the tempo, I believe that, it's getting its pride of place. We just need more people. And even younger. I have younger promoters. I'm putting it out there. Give me a call. Yeah. I'm looking for younger promoters with the kind of energy I had 20 years ago to come out and say, okay, Shadi, let me give you the baton. Run with it.
Anyway, don't worry. Spirit of Nigeria Radio will take it all with you and we'll run something. Yeah. Well, Ayola Shadere, thank you very much. Happy 50th birthday in advance,
Thank you very much.
Happy 50th birthday.
Thank you very much.
You've done quite a lot, even at that age. And we pray that we'll see that day 14th and 15th. And then we'll see April 10th. My guest has been Ayola Shadere, the founder and artistic director of Lagos International Jazz Festival. He's also the proponent, apostle of Nigeria. He's the founder of Labubu, and he's the curator of Bayelsa International Jazz Festival. And he was running Tucson Jazz Festival for some years. Thank you very much, Ayola Shadere. You've been on the podcast screen on Spirit of Nigeria Radio, where we bring the diaspora up to speed. And that's related from Portugal. Next week, get on board again for another interesting culture promoter, culture producer.
Thank you.
And it's good for me. So, G, take it away from me.
Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.